Beginn der Grand Daven sagt das Human of Samach Dal, beginn damit Beis, beginn Teis Maas, beginn with Zigmara, wenn man geschehen die Mufcha mit Menno, now if the second one was better for Mitt, then you end it, then you bring it. But generally, Beis holds you bring the first one. So he says, based on this principle, if our teaching is based on Rabbi Yosi, so then, Mesnit Naminim Hachi. So then, Rav was explaining the Mishnah that the second one of the first Beis you bring, because he holds like Rabbi Yosi, then he obviously would hold the same thing, that if the second one is better from the second period, then you would obviously bring that one. That's one approach. Or you know, another approach of Taisis. Maybe that's only applicable only by Mitzvah Gvulin, or the Girtza should be Nechalin, which is like the Karban Pesach, or Benasim Ba'azara, or things that are done in the Azara. But maybe you would think to say the halachas of our Mishnah by the higot that's sent away, or Basar Panimi, or the other higot that's brought inside. Hanis of Chutz Shosh Machad is burnt out of the three camps where it's not eaten and it's not in the Gvulin. So maybe there actually Rab would conclusively say that's always going to be the first one. You could say, maybe even the second one is better than the Mitzvah Barishan. Here would always be the Mitzvah by the first one. Tinnik says the master begins with the Gemara Yomet Chai. It says the pasuk should remain alive, which is telling us Belich Chaver Mes, and not if its other one died, because then it wasn't ready to be brought at all times. Now, Taisa points out interestingly, Leel Ki Kamar. Previously, when the Gemara had said the time of Rabbi Yechanan, that the reason of Rabbi Yechanan is Mishum Dechsev Bohem, that this that the Torah validates Balmum that its blemish passed, is because it says Bohem, which tells us that it's specifically over here, but not for other types of things that were rejected, which they're eternally rejected. So it tells you, the Gemara could not have said, oh, maybe the time, and maybe the reason is because it says that it should remain standing, which is B'lei Shekfar Amad, but not if it had been standing. So why didn't the Gemara say that, he was like the Brice over here, that by Sol Yom Kippurim there's Gzeiras HaKasef? Now, and as Taisa points out, Avgav Tala Yodala Braisa, although Rabbi Yechanan didn't know the Braisa, in fact, he didn't quote it, Kamokam Tarmin today, Mahaikra, maybe you could say that his reasoning is from this Pasuk, from the same source. And Ubashar Karbanas made Larav, and maybe therefore, by other Karbanas, we would say that he would agree to Rav that the Alfinimim Maivra, that it would be valid when the cause of what its rejection is to validate it, as we learn out from a passing blemish. Azazel says no, because the hafila b'shar karbanah is polyglot Rav. No, it's not. Rabbi Yechanan disagrees with Rav, even by other karbanas. And the reason is because this really holds balechayim nidachin. He holds living creatures get rejected, and even from an inception rejection is considered as a rejection. Like Rabbi Yechanan is quoted by an animal of two partners. So but the Gemara had to explain the reason Rabbi Yechanan is because it says bohem, well, that's where we learn out specific zezakosev, for a mum, which passing then is accepted, but generally he holds that no, it does remain rejected. And it's like, let me have to say, the Tanya Kafasid Rabbi Yechanan will be Tame. So, therefore, this is what we say, oh, the Rebbe Price is supposed to be Rabbi Yechanan, must be, but not according to his reasoning. Because the Tanya Rabbi Yechanan is Behemic Delel. Like we said, Rabbi Yechanan is coming from Behem. The Sfrile, because he holds Balachem Nedachan, that living creatures are rejected. This time holds Indichel Beshutin. Rejection is only for slaughtered, because the Yolaf and Baal Mamoy, but we learn that from passing blemish, which is Karab Bashar Karbanas, like Rav, like other Karbanas, Levan Ma'acha, the Galakor Yamat Chai, except for here, where the Pasuk reveals to us that it should remain alive. So, the fact that the Yitana had to learn out the psul of the rejection of the Sar because it was momentarily rejected, obviously calls in Kalater Kula that a living creature is not rejected, so therefore, although the Halach would be like Rabbi Yechanan, it would not be coming from his reasoning. The next test, Matzah begins with the Gemara, Braisa Kabasid Rabbi Yechanan. The Braisa says like Rabbi Yechanan, which Taisus wonders, says Tamalik, it's a wonder to me. But how ikanam masnitin the daika Rabbi Yechanan? Why bring a Braisa says like Rabbi Yechanan? The other Mishnah says like Rabbi Yechanan, which Mishnah is more authoritative than a Braisa. And Vadivimin, it's actually even better because the Afil Adichim Mikar have a Dichim. That we find that the Rabbi Yechanan holds that even from Dichim Mikar is considered as rejection. Where do we find? If someone designates a female animal for his Karban Pesach, which is supposed to be a male, so you let it graze till the blemish and it's sold. And then you bring from its funds, you bring a shlam. But the Gemara tells us that we learn three things from this halacha. Shmami, no, first of all, learn balachem nidach, and let me creature get rejected. Bishmami, no, we learn dichi makara b'dichi, that an exception rejection is considered rejected, b'chul, etc. So you see clearly from the mission, like Rabbi Yechanan, so why are we being support for him from a b'raisa? Yishlam, it says, we can say, is the lay dummy. No, it's not comparable. Because the hasam avadichi gemura, there it's a really bona fide rejection, because the oil in the cable has a carbon, shehofeshalishmai. You can never have a female animal be for the carbon that was designated for, which is to be a carbon pesach, dain a pesach. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan is talking about a temporary rejection in our sugya where you just lost a partner, maybe we the Mishnah over there in Pesachim would not necessarily agree to that. Oh, so it's nice. This also answers Mashamakshim Kabi Behemishal Shnei Shutfin, that the question is asked regarding Rabbi Yechanan's case of the animal of two partners, that actually they ask, what's actually even Rabbi Yechanan been teaching us that's considered rejected? Must need he? That's the Mishnah. It's actually the same exact case, the same concept with, yeah, Balichayim and Dochem Ikari. So what's he actually even teaching? Now, as Tosef for once, he says, and although you could say the Temura Yitzabah Slash Minna, that you're right, really, Rabbi Yechanan is coming to teach us a Chiddush regarding the end of his statement, regarding the Temura, which that we don't see from the Mishnah Pesachim. But says Tosef, Mekamakam Hashash, the Daik Minus Rabbi Yechanan. But still, the Gemara that infers from the teaching of Rabbi Yechanan, Shemam and Lot Klas, we learn of three things, which are these same three things. Lidik Mimusdin, why don't you infer that from that Mishnah over there? Why do you have to infer that from Rabbi Yechanan's statement? What you can say is that no, even if we only had the Mishnah Pesachim, I mean, I would have thought to say Shani Hazan there, it's differently. Because it was never fit for the Karban Pesach, which it was designated for, because it's a female. Therefore, it's eternally rejected. Even for the exes of Pesach, which are brought to Shlomim, that like Tikkur Higufa, that itself cannot be sacrificed, al-demel, rather, it's monetary value. But a momentarily rejection, who would say they would be eternally rejected? That's Rabbi Yechanan is coming to teach us, by the case of Behemoth Shlosh Shutfin, that one of them sanctified one, that it was rejected, that it remains eternally rejected, that you don't know from the Mishnah Pesach Pesach. Tinnik says, the Master begins with the Gemara Hamad Rabba, but Rabba says, Deke Masnin Kamasid Daraf. That this is what Rav said, that yeah, that the Mishnah is peduik like Rav and not like Rabbi Yechanan. You're right, it's difficult in Rabbi Yechanan. It says Taisu Tamerly, it's a wonder to me. My Kama, why is he saying Deka Kavasid Rav, that it's the precise reading of the Mishnah is like Rav? Ad Rabba, to the contrary, Tikshimin El Rabbi Yechanan. We should use it to ask from it on Rabbi Yechanan. The Lemma took Maklal Alibay, that you can't actually validate his opinion at all, because I always know Mishnah is more primary than the Braisa. So you understand at the beginning of the Sugya that we said that, oh, Rav was saying the Mishnah is Meduik like Rav, because we didn't yet say it as a question of Yechim. And now that we're asking from the Va'oidim of Yehuda, which sounds like the Tanna Kama holds that's not left to die, because Balcham and Nali Dachin, so it's a difficult Rabbi Yechanan. So more than just saying it supports Rav, why don't we say that this is a refutation of Rabbi Yechanan? Why is Rabbi saying it's Masnin Kavaseh de Rav and not saying it's a question on Rabbi Yechanan? And moreover, but my Tommy Kar, and what was the mistake originally, the comment that we say Bishlam and Yechanan, we understand according to Rabbi Yechanan, but let me talk him Klal. The mission doesn't read like him at all. We have Va'oid and Rabbi Yehuda Ali Bey. How do you understand the Va'oid on Rabbi Yehuda according to Rabbi Yechanan? Va'oid, moreover, says Taisis, the Lake Adam, the Besamech, when the Gemara brings another version of this Sugya, at the end of the Sugya, that some ask it a different way. Masik Rabbi Yechanan Mekasha, when it leaves off on Rabbi Yechanan's statement as a kasha. Lishna Kamala Masik Kasha, why according to the verse version, as we said, that it's difficulty, why doesn't it end off with a kasha? So Tessis, when they're it seems to me the Mikara, the Kama originally, when the Gemara said that we learned in the Mishnah is Va'oidim Yehuda, that if the blood spills out, Yemes and Mishtaleach, the Gemara is saying like this. We understand why we wouldn't ask the what's this Va'oidim Yehuda on Rabbi Yechanan, why? You could explain to him, according to him, that there's two disagreements between Va'oidim Yehuda, between Rabbi Yehuda and the Tanna Kama. Why? Because Mipar Apollog, first, they have the dispute to come in Tanna Kama Yira. The Tanna Kama says it should be left to graze. Amar Iyu Yalas. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it should be left to die. Then Vada Kama. Then it says more when the Mishnah Ba'idim Yehuda V'chulu. Rabbi Yehuda says the second thing. So what would this make sense according to Rabbi Yechanan? The following Svara, and that's what Taisa coming to answer. The Shemila Tanna Kama, the Kama. We hear the Tanna Kama that he says Imshal Azazel Meis V'chulu. If the one of Azazel dies, etc. Vashen Yira. So then you bring another pair. We said the second one is left to graze. So Amo. So what do we see? If you medayik into the case, the I were talking about Shemesh Shal Azazel, that Azazel died, Kaim Sheneshchet Shal Shem. Because the Tumah did another animal over here. So before the Lashem was slaughtered. then you could actually even say that the other animal died before the confession. Now the time of the mace couldn't be doing. So we could say the reasoning is because it died before the confession. But if it died after the confession, maybe you would not have to bring another peer and to do a lottery. Why? Because you hold the Kibbushim and a little peritar for Bakalfi, the Tanakam holds the Kibbushim and Andaf Memon Bays, that Admas is Okalis. Kibbushim says, how long does the Azazel have to be alive? Until you have atonement of words, meaning the Vidui. Ah, that's what the Tanakam holds. That's the second Machalik Tribute is having. He's coming to disagree. And he says, if the Mishtalech dies, the blood of the Lashem has to be spilled out. Maybe Shnamachim has to bring another two. Which is, wait a second, that's after the vidui, obviously. But Aslash means coming to tell us to be kaparas tam hatala davar. No, it's not dependent on the vidui, it's dependent on the kaparas of the blood. That's how long the Azazel has to stay alive, not for its own kapara of the confession, but for the dam of the Lashem. And Rabbi Lutam, maybe it goes according to his reason, double L that he says, Admas is not his opinion, now the is how long does it have to stay alive? Ad shas matan damai shalchaveri of the other one. And that is very not dependent on vidu cloud. It's not dependent on vidu at all. The film hiktim vidu sar mishtalech l'man dam sar panimim mesa mishtalech. That even if you went and you had done already the vidu sar mishtalech before the matan dam of the sar panimim and the mishtalech died, still you shalach adam because again it's dependent on the kapara of the damim. Ah, v'ashra nicha haduktan v'oid. Now it makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. What would v'oid mean? Which, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is this machlik is between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon that we have on Daf Mem Amud Beis. But, Mekam Akam, Hadokam, and then subsequently the Gemara says, but Dekam Asnin, Kapasit Rav, now we know why the wording you said, it's still Meduk like Rav, Kutalei Nichol, the Fushabat Kabrish, it's not such a good pshat in saying Ba'id. It doesn't sound like that, that's not Shmin Han that's coming to teach us this halacha, because it's missing the main point. But since you could say like this, and you could say like the way it was entertained originally from the questioner, so the master kasha, therefore it does not end off with a kasha, because it could be daichig, and they could say, oh, what void means, oh, it's like we had originally said, it's just at the end, we say it's a moment to like rap. According to the second version, which it doesn't say at all, this bishlam of Yechanan. Which we were wondering, according to the first version, what's Bishlam al-Birchim? We had a Bishat for it. In the second version, it doesn't say that. Al-Birchim rather goes straight out and asks the question of Birchim, to Lemash Meklal, Lefushab, Oid, Kabish, Lish, Lekama, which the second version does not really understand the Svar at all of Oid, the way we're explaining it for the first version. That says, oh, that there was a Bishlema, that's where the Lishna Basa ends up with a Kasha, because they never had this Svar. So Tesis answered his three questions through the Svar that you could say what Oid of what Rabbi Yehuda is going to say. And that's what the Gemara meant when it says, when it's alluding to Bishlam Rabbi Yochanan. But again, Lishna Basa does not hold of that, and therefore that's the difference and discrepancy between those two Lishnas.